Adam Pengilly on the phone from the Sydney Morning Herald. Away from all this rugby league chat and cricket chat, we've got a really good race meeting up here on the Gold Coast, mate, tomorrow, and we need to find some winners. Good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Adam. The word went around yesterday, didn't it, that there's a bit of an issue with yes, 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 because we were back here for the sales after doing the show yesterday, and there was question marks about the barrier because it's so wide, but a lot of people said no. This is the horse that ran second at 100-1 last year, came out of barrier 21, and I think Hootson came out of barrier 21, or barrier 16 the year before. But what's the latest with yes, 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 City Ford says yes more often?
Well, City Ford might be saying yes, 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 but the stewards could be saying no, no, no a bit later this morning, Jimmy. He's had a vet inspection yesterday, Jimmy, and it's not good. We've spoken about him a fair bit earlier this week, Darren. We had a lot of plane dramas trying to get him on a plane, couldn't get him on a plane with one of those commercial airline carriers that decided to float him from Ballarat all the way up to the Gold Coast. And I'm guessing he's probably spent the best part of 20 hours on a flight over the course of 2 or 3 days this week. And not really a great surprise. He's pulled up a little bit sore over the rump. Stewards have found when they were doing their vet inspections yesterday, a little bit lame in the near hind leg. So he'll get a final, well, not a final vet inspection, a further vet inspection a bit later this morning to see if he's going to be fit to take his place in the Magic Millions. For those of the backed yes, yes, yes in those all-in markets, I'd say you're probably a little bit anxious and nervous at the moment. There's no guarantee to take his place in the race there tomorrow. I suppose there's a horse called Gala Mist, 100-1 shot, who's first emergency waiting to get into the race. And we'll wait and see what happens with yes, yes, yes later this morning.
Yeah, well, we've got Exhilarate's favourite now at $5. Dubious at $5.50. Unite and Conquer at $6. And then yes, 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 along with Sarsen. What about Nash? Nash Rawilla, of course, back in Australia and hoping to return to Sydney track work. I tell you what, he would have been he was the punter's pal back in the day. You back Nash to get the cash.
Yeah, big news, Dave. Ray Thomas reporting in the Telegraph this morning that Nash has applied to resume riding track work in Sydney. We know he had that disqualification from the Hong Kong Jockey Club over there last year. He was found to be receiving tips or cash or gifts for giving tips to certain punters, I suppose. And he was cleared of any wrongdoing by the ICAC over there in Hong Kong. He's returned to Australia in the meantime, hoping to resume his career, I think, a little bit later this year, but he wants to start riding track work in Sydney. So he's applied to Racing New South Wales for a track work licence to be able to keep fit and ride some horses around in the morning for a few different trainers around Sydney. We'll wait and see what the outcome of that is, but hopefully Nash can be back in the game a little bit later this year.
He's a good young journo, that Ray Thomas. I think he's got a future, so let's hope he sticks with it. All-Star Mile, if we get to that, Winx is $1.80 for the All-Star Mile. I think she'll get in. It's a popularity contest. Whether she actually goes there...
Surely won't go.
Whether she is you a separate thing.
You wouldn't think she'd go that way, Adam, would you?
I highly doubt it.
All right, Autumn Sun at $6. Happy Clapper at $15.
He mightn't even go. Oh, would he go that way?
Who? Autumn Sun?
Would he? I don't even think he would go that way. Oh, maybe he might.
Yeah, anyway, I wouldn't think so.
Our Mandan and Rekindling will be there.
Yeah, Lloyd Williams has nominated a number of runners for the All-Star Mile. They came through yesterday, Racing Victoria released those. I suppose the two most highest profile ones were Al Mandan and Rekindling, his former Melbourne Cup winners. Now, Al Mandan hasn't raced since the autumn of last year. He had a Sydney Cup campaign. He missed the entire spring last year. But Rekindling's an interesting one. He was trained by Joseph O'Brien to win the Melbourne Cup in 2017. He stayed in Australia under Lloyd's tutelage down there in Victoria. He hasn't raced at all since the 2017 Melbourne Cup, so he missed the entire 2018 calendar year. And Lloyd's thrown in a nomination for both those horses for the All-Star Mile. We've got Holmesman there as well as Johannes Vermeer. So we'll wait and see what happens with those in the voting process, which opens next week. You'd assume that probably a couple of Lloyd's horses will get into the All-Star Mile. Whether he wants to run them in the end, I'm not too sure. We'll wait and see what happens with Al Mandan and Ray Kilming, but they certainly added a fair bit of interest to this All-Star Mile.
Okay, and we've got Cross Counter confirmed for the Cup, mate, coming back to defend the crown, $15. I think it has a start in Maidan. I did see that on Twitter. There's going to be, over that Dubai Carnival, maybe a start for Cross Counter as well?
Yeah, exactly right, Dave. I think Charlie did forecast this a little bit after Cross Counter broke it off and stuck in the Melbourne Cup last year, but it wasn't confirmed until yesterday. He said basically, we're bringing the horse back down for the Melbourne Cup next year, which is great news to see him try and defend his crown. He'll kick off his 2019 year at the Dubai World Cup Carnival in a race over there in the Dubai Gold Cup, I'd assume, in front of Sheikh Mohammed. Then they'll try and plan his preparation around coming back down to Melbourne. Great to see him come back down to try and defend his Melbourne Cup crown a little bit later in the year.
$15 at tab.com.au. Righto, a couple of tips for the listeners, Adam.
Can't say I'm overly confident about Randwick tomorrow, Jimmy. I must admit, it looks a pretty tricky program, I think, on paper. Race 3, number 10, Tanico is my best. She's been going really well this campaign. I know it's a race that looks a little bit even across the board. Not a lot of speed, but I think from a softer gate, she can sit a little bit closer. I think $3.10 is okay. You probably get a better price, actually, tomorrow by jump time. So I'd hold off backing her, but I like Tanico's chances. And in the Magic Millions, everything I'm doing revolves around Zarson and Dubious. I'm going to side with Zarson. I think he's sort of been flying under the radar a little bit for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk about Unite and Conquer. The Stalemate, but I think Zarson's the better chance, to be honest. His two wins have been fantastic. He's beaten Exhilarates on debut. I know she's come on since then, but $7 is a good price. I know he's drawn a little bit wide. I think he can just get away from that scrimmage, tuck in behind the speed, be really strong late. So Zarson, the tip in the Magic Millions.
Thank you very much for that, Adam. Enjoy your punting tomorrow, mate. We'll put those tips up on social media.